Mucho Radio joined the Melamoon Halifax City Stop 2026. Melamoon have brought Black entrepreneurship, capital, and community together for one powerful day in Halifax, giving Black founders the opportunity to showcase their businesses, connect with ecosystem leaders. Mucho Radio Network, Inc. is a B3 business, Black-focused, Black-led, serving Blacks and other communities. Mucho Radio is a platform that documents powerful, authentic stories from African descent communities across Nova Scotia and beyond. The organizing team, speakers, and the event host shared what they took from this event in Halifax. I am Marat Naimana, and I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. So without further ado, for our first guest, can you present yourself, please?
My name is Danielle, also known as Danny, and it is an absolute honor to be the host of the Melamoon National Tour. This is a historic tour, transforming the way that Black entrepreneurs access resources, tools, training, mentorship, and real capital. At the heart of Melamoon is a pitch competition where founders across the country have the opportunity to win one of four prizes totaling $200,000 in non-dilutive capital. That means that they can build uninterrupted whatever they wish. But surrounding the pitch competition is really getting the gravitational pull in flow to bring the entire orbit of the Black entrepreneurship ecosystem together across the country, because so many different organizations are building powerful programs and tools. And when we come together as an orbit, we're unstoppable and the momentum's already started, right? One of the things that Tiffany Callender, who is the CEO and co-founder of Face Coalition, often says is that generational wealth starts within. And this is the place to really connect. You can't unsee what you saw today on the stage. Today we had the architects of the Black entrepreneurship ecosystem, people who have been building these programs for years and pushing them forward. And then to see all of us on the stage collaborating together, my biggest takeaway is that when the Black entrepreneurship program started 5 years ago, it was really to get the foundation in place, but we're moving past foundation and we're getting to the heart of really becoming more integrated on an economic level with the Canadian government. And so I think the biggest thing is for one, Black entrepreneurs to get connected to the Black entrepreneurship program, because there's real value in being a part of this orbit. But the second thing is the architects, people who are building to support with us, they're coming together and they're doing strategic work. They're building on the backs of what's already been built for centuries, and they're taking it even further, leveraging so many different tools, leveraging AI, leveraging all different types of technology, but also leveraging the lessons of the past in terms of, you know, the challenges that we've had collaborating together. And they're making a conscious decision to be united and to build an orbit, and for it to not have one particular face of a particular person, but to represent the many faces of entrepreneurship. And I think that's powerful. You can't unsee what you saw.
Do you think that building an African descent radio in Canada to learn from one another and tell our story our way is important?
Absolutely. You know, we need Black radio. We need Black media. Who can tell our stories better than we can? And it's not only about telling the story in real time, it's about archiving the stories. Because the revolution, one, needs to be televised and broadcasted, and it needs to be documented. This is important work. What's recorded doesn't go away. It's forever on the internet. And so I think it's our duty. I think it's our duty to, as journalists, to tell the story. And that's our role in this movement. You know, one of the things I took away from today is that we each have a role. So we've got to figure out what that is. And radio, and specifically a Black-owned, Black-led, fostering Black voices radio station, It's necessary. They say sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That was a lie. Words are vibrations, and vibrations go into our thoughts, and they create neural pathways. But the beautiful thing is words can heal, too. Words can heal, too, especially when they are the truth. And so what you're doing is powerful work in getting people to share the words. Even what you shared about the apology, words can heal. An apology is deep, especially coming from an institution like a university. So I hope that you continue. And my hope for you is that you stay in alignment despite what comes up, that, you know, you align your heart, mind, and actions with what you know is your purpose. Congratulations.
From youth and elders to pioneers in politics, music, and social change, Mucho Radio has interviewed individuals who've overcome genocide, built careers in the diaspora, and become the first in their families to graduate or lead. These stories span themes of climate change, entrepreneurship, music, and intergenerational wisdom. Visit MuchoRadio.com today and donate.